The rise of Kim Jong-un to power in North Korea has raised the anxiety level of some South Koreans. From Seoul, Jason Struther reports that military conscripts in the South are following the events in Pyongyang with particular interest.
Service in South Korea's military starts with a buzz cut. Lee Kwang-min's barbershop is right outside an army post here in Seoul. Soldiers drop in for their regulation shave. But Lee says it's not just a haircut for new conscripts. It's a rite of passage.
It's a kind of becoming a man. New life is coming.
Soon, conscript Kim Min-joon will sit in the barber's chair. Kim was informed this week that his mandatory military duty will begin in February. He had hoped against hope that this day would never come.
When I was very young, I thought when I become 20 years old, which is the age that you have to complete the duty of the military, I thought our nation would be unified with the North Korea. So it doesn't really matter to me, I thought. That's what I thought when I was like 10 years old.
That didn't happen. In fact, relations between the Koreas are arguably worse now than they were a decade ago. North Korea's military is twice the size of the South's. It also has a nuclear weapons program. And the North Korean army is now under the control of Kim Jong-un, who's only in his late 20s. Some South Koreans are concerned about the age and inexperience of North Korea's new leader.
The problem is that he is too young.
Kim Min-joon's friend, Choi Chan-young.
So, you know, in the young times, you know, in the young ages, you can be aggressive, you take risks, you know, adventures. So what I was worrying about is he's young, so he wants to do something, he wants to show something, so he can accidentally do something.
Do something, Choi says, like launch an attack on South Korean soil. That's not a far-fetched scenario. Last year, the North bombarded Yeonpyeong Island. Two South Korean Marines and two civilians died in the shelling. And so, Kim accepts the necessity of mandatory conscription, though he's not exactly looking forward to serving in the military.
Very personally, I don't really like it. But thinking about the country, yeah, there are no options, no other options. Yeah, I'll have to accept it.
Kim says for now, he just wants to enjoy his last 2 months of freedom before he gets that buzz cut. For The World, I'm Jason Struther in Seoul, South Korea.